with BookBeats. I'm Don Swain. A couple of years ago, Clifford Irving was in Houston gathering research for a book about a sensational murder trial, later published as Daddy's Girl.
It got me hooked on continuing to write about the criminal justice system from the inside. You know, the part that you never read in the daily newspapers.
The leftover research led to Clifford Irving's most recent novel, Trial.
It's natural drama. There can be no more exciting confrontation than the courtroom scene between the witness and the lawyer who's trying to destroy that witness.
In Trial, a well-meaning criminal defense lawyer is appointed to defend a Mexican accused of murdering a Vietnamese man, only to discover that the real killer is another of the lawyer's clients.
What happens if a lawyer's client confesses to him that he or she has committed another murder?
The client-attorney relationship puts the lawyer in an impossible situation. To compound the problem, the lawyer must deal with a hostile, bullying, foul-mouthed judge.
I do know judges like that, male and female. People who should not be sitting up there on the bench.
There's a subplot in Trial involving Irving's lawyer hero.
He's married, which I am and have been, and his marriage doesn't work out, and that has happened to me more than once. and that is an important part of the book.
Clifford Irving's exciting novel, Trial, captures well the tone of the rough-and-tumble Texas criminal justice system, published by Summit Books. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
Gather around the campfire and listen to me, because I'm going to tell you a terrific story.
That storyteller, Clifford Irving, whose most recent novel is Trial. It's the story of a Houston lawyer caught up in an ethical and moral dilemma involving murder, client-attorney privilege, and the tough judicial system in Texas. Clifford Irving himself is no stranger to the criminal justice system. In the 1970s, he served 17 months in prison for bilking McGraw-Hill into paying him $750,000 for a biography of Howard Hughes that turned out to be a hoax.
It wasn't so terrible. It was just a literary hoax, and the temper of the Nixon administration at the time was such that they threw the book at me, and I went to prison.
In 1972, Time magazine put Clifford Irving on the cover and dubbed him Con Man of the Year.
There's nothing that's happened since except for the phony Hitler diaries that's been similar.
It was in the federal prison at Danbury that Clifford Irving became pals with a fellow con named Joey.
Speaking to other people, they said, yeah, Joey's a hitman for the mob back in Brooklyn. I said, you gotta be kidding. He's a nice guy. And they said, why shouldn't a hitman be a nice guy when he isn't doing his job?
Life is more peaceful for Clifford Irving these days. He lives with his fifth wife in the mountains of Mexico and says he loves it.
I also love the isolation down there and the quiet. I tend my garden. I write my books. I ride down there in the desert.
Clifford Irving, author of Trial, published by Summit Books, says you have to be a little crazy to be a writer.
You have to have a bizarre imagination.
Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.